We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization for Wednesday, August 6th, 2025, to order at 8:32 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation. Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Thiemann, and Jurgens. Mr. Dorn will be out today. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Adams. Any discussion? Please vote. Five in favor, motion carries.
Terry.
Who did that to me?
I was just trying to trick you.
Well, I read yours wrong anyway. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
Motion approved.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Claybaugh. Any discussion? Please vote. Five in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. This would be for equalization. Seeing none, we'll move on. Approve or disapprove corrections on a no change list due to administrative errors. This will just be an administrative correction.
Motion approved.
And what it was I think they were looking at the, on some of these, they had these that they looked at the numbers and went off on typos. They were, I think, changed.
Do you want me to read each of those?
I don't know that you have to, but this is.
Give you a hard time.
But that was.
I got to have at least 24 hours.
These will be corrections on the no change list.
I got in this morning. Like,
dated. So 8/6/25 and placed on record this morning.
That helps a lot.
Typos in the record. We have a motion by Jurgens. Second by Claybaugh. Any additional discussion on this list? Seeing none, please vote. Five in favor. Motion carries.
Before you did.
Approve or disapprove two protests which were withdrawn. Those would belong to Jill Nelson they're both from Jill Nelson. I have a copy of these withdrawals if anyone wants to take a look. Any question or comment on the withdrawals? If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve withdrawing those two protests from Ms. Nelson.
So move.
Right side's carrying the water, boys.
Second.
Second by Adams.
There's only one of me.
You're busy. Motion by Jurgens, second by Adams. Any discussion? If not, please vote. Five in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove rejecting two protests that were received after the deadline.
That's that one and this
one. These would be from Jen Graff and Sandy Eckhoff.
So moved.
That, are you approving or disapproving?
Approve. Rejecting.
Approve rejecting. Motion by Adams. Second by Jurgens. Patty, when do these need to be in by?
June 30th.
June 30th. And that's not our rule. That's the state's rule. So I'd ask for a motion to approve rejecting the two protests that came in after the deadline.
So I have Adams.
Adams.
Second by Jurgens.
Second by Jurgens. I'm sorry. Any discussion? Please vote. Five in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove changing tax correction slip number 14 that was voted on at the 7/23 meeting to tax correction slip number 16. That was just an administrative error on the
number.
Tax correction slip number.
So move.
Back.
Moved by Claybaugh. Second by Juergens. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. And lastly, approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 17 and 18. These would end up in a change of about $6,500 between the two. It's a reduction on Summit Pork and a reduction on a goose and property. I have the property or the slips if anyone would like to see these.
Is there a reduction and it was approved before?
That's a Turk case.
The
Turk case.
Isn't it?
No, this was pre-Turk. If I remember right, the Summit Pork, you had discussed with their attorney, and or Roger did, and you guys came up with a deal. This is a reduction from
confession of judgment.
I think that's a Turk case.
Right.
That was ongoing.
It's a confession of judgment.
Okay, I thought you guys negotiated this prior.
We didn't go to Turk. Yeah, it was a confession of judgment due to appraisal.
This one here is a reduction from $3.074 million to $2.488
million. You said that was through Turk?
If I remember right, it was negotiated by the assessor's office prior to going before the Turk board.
There was discussions there. It wasn't finalized until after they had timely filed with Turk. We'd responded. And it was like we got it resolved probably about a week, maybe.
We had our books all up there.
It was within a week.
Same numbers that had been given previously here.
This is the number we gave, right? Because it was the one that was based on the year after. Yeah.
It's not the requested value,
no.
I believe.
Right.
It's quite a bit different from the requested value, but this was the one that had been discussed to modify it. There was a difference, you had said, how a basement was classified versus a manure pit, some other things, the way they put it into the system.
Correct. And I would anticipate there might be a filing this year, too. We're still jockeying around some stuff. Iowa does it different than Nebraska. And so, it's good faith negotiations between both parties. So,
he's
trying to figure it out, too. That's the problem.
And then this other one, like I say, it's a
that she hasn't.
Deduction
she should.
Of approximately $12,000.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Juergens, second by Adams to approve tax correction slips. Allow me to sign number 17 and number 18. Any additional discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for equalization?
Yes. At the end of the month, I have assessor's workshop. So I'll be doing your preliminary levies for the fire districts, townships. Is there anything different you, as a board, would want me to do this year? Because you have the Historical Society, Ag Society.
Steve Norton.
And are we at MFO on the 30 cents this year? Do you know?
I'm sorry, Patty?
Well, we usually have to set the, not 33, we usually set the fire districts at 3 cents. If it's a is it MFO year?
MFO.
Oh, year.
You have to be in it for 3 years. Each fire district's a little different. if I remember correctly, Dawn?
One year out of the three, I think they'll have to be the same.
So there could be a bunch of them that would be a lot lower this year because there are funds out there.
Okay.
Some are, some aren't.
I would think some will put in a lower levy request. We have talked about lowering that some since that's kind of gotten, I mean, that's getting out of control as valuations keep going up. That's the only one that we really have in there is a lineal position where it's increasing like that. So it's probably time that we do address it. We hadn't prior to now. So if we're going to, I think the discussion needs to start now for next year probably. At $3 million, your valuations have gone up, you know, so many millions of dollars. We probably do need to rein that back in, maybe take a half a point off or possibly even take it down to two.
That was a state rule, and I think still is. Roger, am I correct on that?
I think so, yeah.
To be a member of that MFO, you had to collect $0.03. And at the time, it was Breslow was the office when this happened. I remember that. And the reason was there was a big insurance fund up there the state had, and they dispersed it out. It was through insurance companies, the whatever. I don't remember correctly. And if you join this organization, then you would get, you could levy $0.03, and the state would pay you. That insurance fund is out there, pay it out. You know, I think there's still some monies left, and that's why there's
continuing. There basically has been a surplus buildup, and there's a lot of discussion about how to give that back to basically the taxpayers' benefit. So
it's gone up so much. I mean, that's one where we talk about the mill levies changing. That one doesn't. We keep allowing that. I know we'll be talking about some of the other taxing agencies that we allow taxation. The rural fires being just one of those, the townships, Cache County Historical Society, all these different groups. I told a couple of the board members right now, or this morning, right now we're sitting at about a $1.3 million. That $1.3 million hands in the cookie jar are too many, and we're going to have to start peeling off with the new lid limits. We will be in a different situation where we are going to have to adjust some things. We've been running really lean for years. I mean, the county's been pretty good about that. But right now, the way these changes are coming down, this will be the first year on this new lid, and we are going to be making some pretty substantial cuts. I told the sheriff he's probably not going to be sending me a Christmas card this year. There will be some departments that we will have to peel on, sheriff being one, and then I alluded to you, Mr. Juergens. Highway department's another one that we'll have to be making some adjustments to. Patty, we've asked her to spend some money on some reevaluations as people have wanted this to become more equal. So there's going to be some shifts in funding, and they're not going to be necessarily enjoyable this year.
You can have mine back. That's fine.
I think we need to continue on with your project just to get the reeval done countywide to be fair to everyone. But
The only thing is I am going to be at workshop, so if you want to do the three and under or...
We'll have to talk because I'm not sure what we've gotten in for the levy. We'll have to go through those.
And then, okay, and then townships were 7.5. And I don't know of them really rate. I don't know that any of them hit that last year. I'd have to check.
There were only two, I think, at one point in time that were either allowable, but the intention is to still be at 7.5 or under for the townships unless,
the
board has any other idea on that.
If I have an understanding of that, if a township wants to go over that, they can have their own little double meeting, right, and vote on that.
Typically, they're limited by their lids also, so that's why they aren't able to climb any more than they are. Same situations we've talked about in the past. Mr. Juergens, Mr. Dorn, and I talked about that. They've held their line very tight. Some of them actually went backwards, and as costs went up on material, motor grader, labor, things like that, they can't get caught back up now due to increased limits. And so that's, some of them are below not by choice, but because they can't climb in taxation asking.
Okay. So like I said, those have to be set by September 1st. I think that's going to be at your next meeting, so sure to remind me. And then we'll have your valuations out to you for the political subdivisions by the 20th. So your next meeting will have all that on there.
Anything else for equalization? If not, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:48.